All right, let's get started with our second set of morning speakers here. First up, we have the topic, using sand top dressing to improve native soil athletic field wear tolerance and surface stability. Alexander Kovaleski, Jim Crum, James Flory, Trey Rogers, and Joe Vargas.
So, last year at this meeting in Texas, I presented a portion of my PhD research on an alternative athletic field renovation process using intercept drain tile installation and cumulative sand top dressing applications to provide a built-up sand cap system over time. Results from this research determined that a 4-meter drain spacing and a 4.8-centimeter top dressing layer could be used to provide improved drainage and surface shear strength. And this could all be done at a fraction of the cost of the renovation to a synthetic field, a conventional sand-based fit system, or a sand cap system. But the question remains, how fast can this sand layer be built up over time without compromising surface stability? Due to recent improvements in top dressing technology, we now have the ability to apply a large volume of sand across a large surface area very evenly and rapidly. And the other question is, while we're building up this sand top dressing layer, what happens if people are using the field at the same time in between top dressing? Are we going to have to close off the field, stop people from using it during this phase? And this brings us to the objectives of my current research, which is to evaluate the effects of cumulative sand top dressing and summer traffic on the fall wear tolerance and surface stability of a cool season turf grass stand. This research was initiated in 2007 at the Hancock Turf Grass Research Center using a constructed research plot. The soil was a sandy loam soil which was compacted in layers. This was done to simulate the highly trafficked, compacted, poorly draining center of a high school athletic field. After it was compacted, the experiment was core cultivated, then fertilized, then seeded using a Kentucky bluegrass perennial ryegrass mixture. It was then allowed a month and a half to establish after this, which wouldn't be that unusual for a high school athletic field. They may do some early renovations in the May, school end, the staff will go home for summer vacation, and then come back in July to start to get the field ready for the fall athletic season. Experimental design was a randomized complete block design, 5x2. The whole plot factor was top dressing, being 0, 1.2, 2.4, 3.6, and 4.8 centimeters of top dressing sand, which was applied over a 5-week period in the summer of 2007. The top dressing material selected for this research was a well-graded sand developed for athletic field construction. The subplot factor was traffic, being summer and fall traffic, and fall traffic only. Traffic was applied using the Katy Traffic Simulator, one application being one pass in the forward and one pass in the backwards direction. Summer traffic was applied using one application per week over that 5-week period during the top dressing, and then fall traffic was applied using two applications per week with the Katy Traffic Simulator. Data was collected after the fall traffic period in November of 2007, which would be the same time the high school playoffs are starting. So grandma, grandpa, all the families coming into town, the field needs to look really good for this game. Response variables included shoot density, the number of turf grass shoots per a cup cutter, and clay turf shear tester strength. Now let's take a look at 2007 results. We are going to skip right to turf shear tester strength because shoot density was not significant. Here we see our analysis of variance results for turf shear tester strength collected in the fall after traffic was applied in 2007. On the left is our factors being top dressing depth, traffic, and the interaction between the two. On the right here, we see significant differences represented with the asterisk, and then non-significant differences represented with NS. And here we see that the top dressing is the only significant factor. So let's take a closer look at these differences. Effects of top dressing depth on turf shear tester strength, again collected in the fall after traffic in 2007. On the left here is our top dressing depth being 0, 1.2, 2.4, 3.6, and 4.8 centimeters, built up over a 5-week period. On the right is our mean turf shear tester strength, with letters representing significant difference at a 0.05 level of probability. The important thing to note here, the 1.2 centimeter top dressing depth is providing the highest surface stability, and then the 2.4 centimeter following that. And these results are represented well using this curvilinear trend line derived using orthogonal polynomial contracts and proc mix. On the left here, we've seen the mean turf shear tester strength, across the bottom, the top dressing depth, and we see as sand is added, the surface strength improves till about 1 centimeter and then begins to tail off after that. So a long story short, 1.2 centimeters of sand is going to provide the best surface stability in the first year. Now let's take a look at 2008 results. Just a reminder at this time, in 2008, the cumulative top dressing applications were applied to the same experimental treatments. Again, just like we do on a high school athletic field. We top dress the first year, then we come back and top dress again the second year. Now our top dressing depths are built up to 0, 2.4, 4.8, 7.2, and 9.6 centimeters over a 2-year period. Results, analysis of variance for turf shear tester strength, turf grass shoot density. On the left there, again, our factors. And again, we see that top dressing is the only significant factor. So a closer look at these differences. Effects of top dressing depth on turf grass shoot density. On the left, our top dressing depth being 0, 2.4, 4.8, 7.2, and 9.6 centimeters, developed over a 2-year period. On the right, our mean shoot density. And the important thing to note here, top dressing, regardless of depth, all the way up to 9.6 centimeters is improving our shoot density. So therefore, we can apply top dressing sand over a 2-year period, 2.4, 4.8, 7.2, or 9.6 centimeters over 2 years and improve our shoot density on our athletic fields. So now let's take a look at our final turf shear tester strength results. Analysis of variance results collected in 08 after the second year of traffic. On the left there are factors again, and we see that top dressing depth is only, again, the only significant factor. Closer look at these differences. So effects of top dressing depth on turf shear tester strength. On the left are our top dressing depth up to 9.6 centimeters, and on the right our mean turf shear tester strength. And we see that the control and the 2.4 centimeter depth is providing the greatest turf shear tester strength. As we got into these really deep 4.8, 7.2, and 9.6 centimeter depths, we began to lose our surface strength on our experimental plots. Conclusions based on these results, the 1.2 centimeter top dressing depth applied over a 5-week period is going to provide us with the greatest stability in 2007 and again in 2008. Secondly, all cumulative top dressing application depths up to 9.6 centimeters developed over a 2-year period are going to provide us with improved turf grass shoot density. And finally, summer traffic was not detrimental to our turf grass stand, the density or the stability when applied during the summer. So if we take these first two conclusions and we base recommendations for athletic field managers off of that, it looked like this. And we're suggesting to people to apply 1.2 centimeters of top dressing sand over a 5-week period at a cost of about $6,800 to provide you with optimum turf grass density and surface shear strength. If you begin to top dress past that into these greater depths, you might have improved shoot density, but you're going to compromise your surface stability. And if we don't apply any top dressing at all, you might have pretty good stability, but you're going to compromise shoot density in comparison to applying turf in comparison to applying top dressing sand. So we have two extension bulletins that highlight this research that are available at turf.msu.edu. The first one is designed for athletic field managers, and they would take this bulletin, pass it on to board members, who can then gain some basic information on cost, effect, and benefit of this renovation process. Then the second extension bulletin is designed for the field school board members to give to potential bidders. And this is designed to prevent high and low bids and to make sure that people doing the renovation process stay within a certain set specifications to make sure that they get a good deal. And at this time, I'd like to take any questions. Yes?
How did you come up with a list of cultivars you used for this?
How did I come up with a list of cultivars that I used for this? What I did is I went down to the local seed company in Lansing there, Spartan Seed, and I bought the Kentucky bluegrass they use for athletic fields and the perennial ryegrass they use for athletic fields, which was a blend of about four Kentucky bluegrass and then three perennial ryegrasses. And then I blend those at a 90%, 10% ratio, which we suggest people to do on athletic fields in Michigan. Yes?
Would you speculate on if you had a different kind of native soil, how that may change your results?
A native soil, how it might change my results?
From a sandy loam, say, to a silt loam or something like that.
To a silt loam, I think we can have very similar results with this process. We currently have it actively being used at about seven athletic fields throughout Michigan with the drain tile installation and then the sand top dressing. And then there's another half dozen fields that are only top dressing. And I can imagine that these fields have a variety of different soil textures, and they're getting pretty good results from this renovation process. Yes?
What was your irrigation regime in the summer months?
My irrigation regime in the summer months, I applied about a tenth of an inch of irrigation every day. We had another one in the back there.
What depth did you have the Clegg shear tester set at for your test?
What depth did I have the Clegg shear tester? Off the top of my head, I want to think it's 40 millimeters, and that does go down into the bottom soil, the subsoil a little bit through the sand, but if you remember there on that first turf shear tester strength slide, even if we had a top dressing depth of 1.2 centimeters, it improved the surface shear strength in comparison to no top dressing. Yes?
Decrease
shear strength as we went to the really aggressive top dressing depths. Basically, the roots and the tillers, the rhizomes are not keeping up with the top dressing, and we're losing stability with that. And on the native soil, the shear strength was high, which we can imagine from compaction of 2 years of traffic on top of that. So it's hard to say, you know, is it effective compaction or in comparison to the control or reduced shear strength from the aggressive top dressing and the roots and tillers not keeping up with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.